Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all in one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Fetty J. It is a very great Monday, even though it's raining and whatnot here in the good old Dallas Fort Worth area. It's still a great Monday, and man, what a weekend it's been. Man, just all the news is going down. It's just craziness. But I'm glad, definitely glad to have you all in the building. We got a lot of stuff. We got a very great show coming for you today. Of course, you know, everyone was one of those high jam-packed so much stuff in the 30 minutes. Heck, I don't know. But anyways, there's a couple of things we're going to touch on today. Top stories of the day, we're going to talk about the Bin Laden Madness. Why today's show is called Bin Laden Madness, because we're definitely going to talk about that, because, man, it's been making Twitter and Facebook go act as freaking fool. So we're going to talk about that. I'll touch on very quickly about Steve Carell. We'll talk about that as far as what I had to talk about as far as Steve Carell. Transformers 3, we talk about that very briefly, too. And we also have some other stories, like some very good stories, just looking at some very beautiful women doing their thing. So we'll talk about that as well. Indie artist after Death Song of the Day is going to be by a friend of the show, Sin Wright, featuring Spears. Kane Tekken will be playing that track. And then Old School After Death Song of the Day. It's very fitting for today because it's called Bin Laden Madness. It's Fight the Power by Public Enemy. So most definitely we will be getting in with that. But first, before we go ahead and get deep into the show some more, we'll go ahead and play our indie artist of the day. This is Seth Wright featuring Spears, Can't Take It, and then we'll be right back with your boy, Fetty J, on Hot After Dusk, Life After Dusk, live.
Yeah. It's so tempting, it's so time to go in. Yeah. Wagon's climbing. Never declining. So without further ado, it's Sin Wright that already you know murdered his dude. And by the way, Spears.
That me and my niggas about to get his game of faceless like a king.
niggas about to get his game of faceless. Like a chain of beats, so over top, everything that we see is faceless. They try to damage me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit, fake shit. And we sat back for more than a minute, no longer can we take it, take it, take it.
So ghetto, no hello, I won't settle. Hot, stove, kettle, huh? I'm trying to rise up to probably Hove level. A Zamunda bitch in front of me with rose petals. With the power I possess, within an hour or less, I make chowder of your flesh and be devoured in a mess. Gone, literally, your body's over here, but your brains are in Italy. Your dreams of trying to get rid of me will be gone. I'm living on to infinity, cause with these songs, I'm displaying a level of energy. You niggas is sick in the head, so I guess I'll be the remedy. Pause. You'll never have me gone, no Kennedy, junior or senior. What rules in my demeanor is the cash and everything around me. I can be the king of Jersey and I say it proudly. You can see everything so real about me, cause my flow level's up there where the clouds be. I was sent here to raise eyebrows, won't sweat it like dry towels. And by the way, my nigga, I won't change like five vowels.
That me and my niggas about to get a game of faceless. Like a chain of beats, so over top, everything that we see is faceless. They try to change me with this hip hop, cause it's so full of all that fake shit, fake shit. And we sat back for more than a minute, no longer can we take it, take it, take it.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to Life After Dusk Live. Hot After Dusk Day. You know how we do it. We go in, we don't hold stuff back. But anyways, no, go ahead and go into some of the stories for today. We'll go ahead and go to the first story, man, for because I know the Bin Laden story is the one that everyone will get the juice in on, so we're going to hold in on that one. First, we're going to go ahead and talk about some of the other stories we got going on. First off, as far as T. Carrell, I just want to say he just shout out to Steve Carell. He just said goodbye to The Office. You know, his character Michael Scott in The Office, he's leaving on to do other stuff as well. So his character's last day on The Office was on this past Thursday. So it was very touching. You know, that's one of the things, you know, Steve Carell has really made a name for himself, especially The Office and all of the movies he's done. It just really got their 40-year-old version. And it was what kind of just started gearing it in as far as the movie that he starred in and co-starring in other great movies like Anchorman and stuff has just really helped this dude do a lot of great, great things. So I just want to say this big ups to him, continue to do some very great things. I definitely enjoy his comedy. It's just how he acts in some in the movies. He definitely brings the character to life. So just big ups to him for that. Next, I'm going to talk about some other great stuff. You got Transformers 3 trailer has been released. I'll definitely, you know, go on Dustbot, let me know what you think about it. I'm going to drop the trailer on today, and definitely go there and leave comments on what you think about it, because I don't know, I mean, the trailer really did make you have to say, you get to go watch the movie. That darn Michael Bay, he finds a way every time. So, there we go with that. Other big stories as well. As far as, man, I'm going to call this summer, man, this summer is about to be the summer of thick celebrities to skinny celebrities. A lot of the ones, man, I was like, y'all know me, Shetty J loves women to be a little bit thick, and they can be skinny too, but hey, you know me, I don't be tripping about a woman long. She's thick, you know, she can't be super, there's a point where it's no longer thick. That's where I had, I say. But definitely these women were women who, in their thick stages, really thick stages, it wasn't really no problem with them to me. But they definitely still killing it right now. And the people I'm talking about, first off, one of the stories, man, Raven Simone coming out looking like, ta-da. Raven Simone, she just recently walked the runway for a charity. She just did off a race to race charity event in LA, and she's definitely killing it. And she's definitely been slowly slimming up. Week before, we talked about Jericho Hudson, and these women here, they doing it all over the place right now. And then followed by her, you got Jordynne Sparks. Jordynne Sparks, people still thought she was bad. People thought she was bad, but it's like, dang, like people starting to get there, so really think she's bad now, because we thought that when she was thick, we really did. Everyone was still trying to say, man, I give Jordynne Sparks some holler. A lot of people were saying that, but it's definitely, by doing that, she definitely put herself out there as far as, just doing some big things. A lot of people are definitely going to be, showing some major love to her. And this big up thing was just getting fit. And I want to definitely just look. One thing I got to say is, I understand it was more to be, show how human, the human side, as far as I'm not always glammed up or what. But we want to see professional pictures now. I mean, the bathroom pics is cool, but y'all know I don't like bathroom pics. I don't like everyone has the phone in the mirror, this glare off the phone, coming off the mirror in the picture. I don't really like the phone pic, so we got to fix that, Jordan. We got to fix it. We got to do better than that. So we definitely can't wait to see some professional pictures there. Definitely big ups to that. So, it's just a day of good looking. as far as, we're going to get into the big live news after this, but I was just song for this. It's going to be the old school song of the day. This is Public Enemy, Fight the Power, and it's only fitting to play it on a day like today. So here we go, Fight the Power, Public Enemy. Let's go.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Thank you. talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy.
All right, welcome back, man. That's definitely a way to go into, Gary, go into the story, man. Definitely the topic that's been in discussion since last night, man. all the comedians that have been just making jokes about it all day, you know, I mean, there's, you know, they've been making jokes about it for years, man. This past decade has been the butt of a lot of comedians' jokes and whatnot, is, you know, Bin Laden and how well he hides himself and whatnot. That's been like a really big ongoing joke. And it's finally, this is crazy, man. There's a lot of stuff. Like, there's a lot of different points of views of this. And a lot of people are saying, you got their 2 cents, and I'm going to get my 2 cents. I'm going to get it on the record because it's one of you to say it in my tweets, wondering, but saying it on the record is a whole other thing. So, first I'm going to touch on quickly what happened. Of course, okay, so, yesterday, U.S. investigators who searched remote villages in mountain caves in the far reach of Manhunt for the Al-Qaeda leader, Osama bin Laden, has came to a freaking end. So, basically, you know, their search lasted for more than a decade, and it ended early Monday in Pakistan, which would be Sunday night here, of course, because that's when everyone started tweeting like crazy. And a small U.S. team raided a heavily guarded hideout in Pakistan and killed him. A key break in the case came in August when senior Obama administration officials say U.S. intelligence honed in on a million-dollar compound in an affluent area north of Islamabad, where one of bin Laden's couriers lives. But the trail that eventually led the United States to bin Laden began years ago. The official said after years of thwarted searches and dead ends, finding the elusive bin Laden has become America's most vexing intelligence problem. One senior Obama administration official told reporters, I read this in a background briefing and watched it early this morning. So a lot of great stuff going on. It's craziness, man. Like, I basically want to kind of just touch on to what everyone's thought process is right now as far as the whole thing going on. A lot of people, like, you know, we got a lot of people going a lot of different ways of this. You know, for one, there's a conspiracy of, you know, that it was actually, we were the ones that was funding this whole organization in the first place. That's about something to talk as well. We also got some other stuff where, you know, a lot of people are celebrating. And on, you know, one side, I'm saying don't celebrate. Another side, I'm saying celebrate. Because I understand why, in some people's case, why they're celebrating. Like, for instance, if you were a person, you had a family member who was in there, who was in those towers, who was in that plane, I mean, you can't tell me. I mean, you're just like when y'all watch these all these shows, and y'all would say, "Oh, I can't wait to kill that dude who killed your family." That kind of stuff. We all do that stuff all the time. It's always a kind of discussion. But that's exactly what's going on. This guy was known for having a part in over 3,000 lives being taken in one day. And it's just very monumental how did this happen, and just watching the people who sacrificed to try to save these lives, them dying as well, all this kind of stuff. I mean, it makes sense why someone would celebrate. I understand that case, and on that part, I feel a little bit of rejoice of them ending the problem somewhat by doing this, and. In which it's just crazy. Like I said, it's just craziness, and everyone's already started conspiracy theory, all that. And this is like, you got to get down to the bottom of it and really start researching the stuff itself. If you don't do that, you'll notice that you're going to be stuck and not knowing what's coming up to you. So definitely keep your eye out. Which goes to the other point why I say I won't rejoice so quickly, but everything, because I'm keeping my eyes open real good, because some of these radicals that run around acting a fool over him, you know, I definitely got to keep my eyes on them, because they might be trying to pull something slick and trying to sneak us while we're most vulnerable, especially so much stuff has been going on to distract us this week. You got the Obama birth certificate thing. They tried to distract us with that. The royal wedding was going on. All these things are going on. And then plus on top of that, May 1st was also the day that they finally got Adolf Hitler. That was the day they got Adolf Hitler, was May 1st. And it's just, that is like kind of very coincidental. Not going to start conspiracy theory, but it is coincidental. And wow, I'm just taken in awe by the whole situation. And like I said, I understand why people were rejoicing and why some were getting mad, because people were rejoicing. It's a little bit of everything. And point when it comes to as far as the jokes, the people getting mad with the jokes. I mean, when it comes to being a comedian, you kind of just go in about everything. Like, there's nothing safe in comedy. There's no such thing as safe. I don't understand. There's a code that some people try to say that things are safe, but everything is not safe in comedy. Like, you pretty much, anything is open game. And I do just wanted to say, just I'm just very much so praying for our troops, because I hope this doesn't cause some more turmoil than we already were in. I mean, we were trying to get them out of this turmoil. So by this happening, I hope it means it's going to calm down for a little while, and they can come back to us safely and help us with some of the stuff that's going on here in our own country. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on here. So it's just, like I said, it's just craziness, man. Like, a lot of people just losing their lives for no reason. A lot of people losing lives for a reason. And when I say no reason, it's because some of the stuff that's going on as far as the people that are dying and whatnot, it's just crazy. Like, I think it's no reason when you walking into something, going to a whole other country who just started something out of nowhere. That wasn't no reason. It came out of the, just because we were there, they were mad, they didn't want to start something. But overall, it was definitely for a reason. And I'm not a person who's gung-ho about let's go to war, but I support the troops and what they did, because they had to sacrifice their lives in this whole decade war. This must have been going on for a decade. This is craziness, man. So I just really say just bless everybody, man, that's going through this stuff. And just be careful, man. Just be careful. Always stay, keep your eyes peeled. And I don't mean this, like I said last night on a tweet, I was like, some people just say racism isn't dead, because racism is not dead. It's been dwindled down, but there's still racism. Just like there's still going to be some of those radicals that are still out there. We still got to keep an eye on their behinds. But this is definitely a victory for us, because this is a guy who has been being propaganda about chasing for over a decade. So I'm just saying for the troops, you know, they really put their lives out, and the fact that that's why they were over there, it was one of the reasons why they were over there, then I'm glad that they got it done, because it's too many lives being taken. And I just thank everyone, rest in peace to everyone that went through all this, and God bless all those who are still alive and made it through. I mean, just going over in that crazy turmoil and making it back safely, and just big ups to you. So, that being said, you know, we only got a couple minutes left of the show. Do you have anything you want to share? And we can really even share a little bit of it. I'll share a little bit of tweet on tomorrow's show for anyone. You know, you can go to my Twitter. Go there. You can find it at twitter.com/SettyJ. And SettyJ Dusk, excuse me. And that's CEDDY, the letter J, DUSK. And you can find me there. And definitely share our thoughts. And I just want to kind of just like touch on the stuff really quickly that I definitely was just, I had to get out off my chest, that I was retweeting yesterday like crazy. Because people were, I said there were some people who said some really deep stuff, and let me go ahead and go through it. This is first one. This one was kind of funny. I mean, I don't care what everybody says, it's kind of funny. Cha-Cha Girl 210 says she took a nap for 3 hours, woke up, and Osama bin Laden was dead. I should take naps more often. That was kind of thorough, because wherever you were at and you found this out of nowhere, it's just like how 9/11 happened out of nowhere. This happened out of nowhere, too. Like, the people were having a laugh about the sex joke, somebody, if you were having sex while you were doing it, that was fun. That was kind of funny. I'm about to say verbatim Jones, because of him, I definitely agree with his comment. He says, rappers, please refrain from Osama bars in your rhymes for a period no longer than 3 weeks for creativity's sake. Hey, all right, shout out to him. God Love with Tiki says, real talk, this is good news, but it's also scary. What did they do when he was alive? What do you think they're wanting to do when he's dead? Exactly. And this goes to the comment I said as well. I love my Tasha Boo _ says, this is not a celebration. This is closure for families who lost loved ones on 9/11. That's why the day is so important. And then finally, Everybody Hates Chris. She says, her timeline is extra bipolar. And first everybody's making jokes about their lives, and then now they're horny and want to freak. And it is crazy because I was watching it too. Like, it was mad people all of a sudden, this Twitter at the dark out of nowhere. I understand they were trying to change the subject, but it just sounded so weird. It was no segue to it. The thing, man, how did I just cut that on so quick? It seemed so fake. So there we go. That's everything. And leave y'all with this. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all have tuned in to an episode of Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J. This is the Hot After Dusk Mondays. Check out tomorrow, my boy Domino Chill in the building. So go ahead and check it out. Tomorrow, same time, same bad station. There you go. See y'all tomorrow.